We're speaking with Glenn Cummings. He's Deputy Assistant Secretary of Education for Career, Technical, and Adult Education. Nice talking with you.
Thanks for having me.
Now, recently there was a Sustainability Education Summit that was held. The Secretary was on hand. Tell us what happened there and what the purpose of it was.
Well, the purpose really is to get our educational system in alignment with a very emerging need for us to think about the long-run sustainability, environmental sustainability, energy sustainability of our country. For a long time, many other departments, EPA and NOAA, Energy Department, have all had their own education grants and had their own focus on issues of trying to promote smart, good education, K-12 and higher education related to new energies and sustainability. Education really has not. We were mandated in the recent Higher Education Act of 2008 to pull together a summit approximately mid-year in 2010, and the purpose of that meeting was exactly to bring together higher education, K-12, corporate sector and nonprofits to begin to align our work, particularly here in the federal government, more fully with the movement out there in the country.
So that means educational offerings for people in school, for students, in other words, throughout the country?
That's right. There are two pieces. One is what it means to be an educated citizen with an understanding about sustainability and environmental literacy. So specifically, what is it that we need to teach this generation and how to act in this generation that does not endanger the next generation? That's really what we mean by sustainability. And those are those issues of understandings, principles, curriculum items that will help students understand that. The second piece is really about workforce development, that as these new jobs emerge out there in the workforce, education must stand up and contribute to making people ready for a workforce that is rapidly changing, particularly when it comes to issues of retrofitting your home for efficiency upgrades, renewable energies like wind and solar and biofuels. Those are the kind of things that we have to make sure, certainly in our division of the Education Department, that we're doing well.
So it sounds as if you're looking at two fronts, really. One, the education of pupils so that they become aware of what they need to do in their personal lives in terms of sustainability and greenness, and also in terms of career education for the jobs that I know the administration is hoping will be created that are related to the green industry.
That's exactly right, and we know that there are new jobs emerging out there in the new energy sectors, but we also know that there are lots of upgrades in present jobs as well. In fact, that seems to be a very large percentage of the so-called green jobs that we've been seeing over the last few years. We have been anticipating. I was just in Berlin earlier this week as well with their discussion. Both countries have been seeing about a 10-13% increase in what we might call green jobs or new energy related jobs over the last 2 years. So we are seeing that a place where we desperately need new job opportunities in this country, and we need to work on developing the skills for the workforce to meet those needs. And these kind of sustainability, new energy, environmental jobs appear to be an area of growth.
So what can the Federal Education Department do to make sure that these kinds of education occurrences happen?
Well, Secretary Duncan has put in for the first time ever within the ESEA recommendations to Congress, he has recommended of the $265 million that are used in, I believe it's Title III of the ESEA, where schools would have discretion about starting programs, promoting certain types of programs, he's put in environmental education as a key option or one of the options within those funds. So those are the kind of things we can do. We're also talking about how we can promote environmental literacy by better coordination among the departments of the federal government, so that with the education department taking a lead or stepping out and up and working with other departments about how to coordinate better across federal agencies on giving information to schools, both higher education and K-12.
But some of that $250 million would be available via grants to local school districts, for example?
That's right. Within the ESEA, within the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, there is some programming money that allows schools to build on certain types of programs. It might be an ESL program, it might be a STEM program. And for the first time ever, we included environmental literacy as a place where they could draw down their money for promoting environmental concepts.
We're speaking with Glenn Cummings. He's Deputy Assistant Secretary of Education for Career, Technical, and Adult Education. So getting back to the summit itself, who were the attendees to hear what education had to say?
Well, we had a sellout crowd, a waiting list crowd, very, very well attended. Probably the four main sectors is K-12, then higher education, then K-12. Nonprofit groups, environmental advocacy groups, and then the corporate sector, all of them, particularly higher ed, had a stronger presence. It was sort of because it was out of the higher education bill. I think that's why. We had speakers who are nationally recognized. We had the president of Arizona State, Michael Crow, the deputy secretary of HUD, who's working on new sustainable neighborhoods project within HUD. And we had Chad Holliday, the chairman, CEO of Bank America, who had also been former CEO of DuPont, had been doing an enormous amount within his business to promote sustainability. They led off the conference from all the feedback we got. Some of the crowd was very, they'd been around for a while. They really knew the issues, and it's not easy to impress them. They said they couldn't have been a better threesome to start off the speaking engagement.
So does the education department have a goal in terms of time in which certain goals would be met? For example, that a certain proportion of high schools offer sustainability courses, for example?
Well, we haven't gotten that far down the line. What we do have an immediate timeline as a follow-up to the summit, perhaps the best outcome of the summit, is that we will have a set of recommendations by the attendees. So we pull them into groups in the afternoon, both the Monday and Tuesday of this week, and brought them together and said, okay, what are the things that we need to start looking at and being and doing as a country, as individuals, who's going to take responsibility for what to promote environmental literacy and sustainability? So the first thing we're going to do is take all of that information we got earlier this week, pull together a federal steering group, which will be made up of all these federal agencies, and then over the next 60 days set in writing a set of recommendations that we'll bring to the secretaries of these various departments and have them look at it and see how we can move forward.
And also, besides the working group of federal agencies, will some educators from outside the federal government be part of the development of these plans?
Yes, absolutely. In correspondence or within the parameters that we have of having to be very careful about outside sort of advisory groups, et cetera. But to the extent that we'll be vetting some of the things that this federal steering group will be doing with these outside groups, absolutely. They've been very helpful in setting up the conference and giving us thoughts and advice on setting up the conference and how to do that. So we already have a tradition of working with them in an effective way, and we plan to continue that.
All right. I think we have pretty much what we need. Is there anything you want to add that I didn't ask?
No, I think you've got it. I guess I'd lead by saying that as we look into our geopolitical stability and our environmental stability and our ability to feed ourselves really and to survive over the next 50 to 100 years, this will be an increasingly important issue. So we're glad the department and many other federal departments are stepping up to work on it.